God pities the lost world. All the agencies for depraving the souls of men had been put in operation. The Son of God, looking upon the world with compassion, saw how men had become victims of satanic cruelty. Bewildered and deceived, they were moving on in gloomy procession to death in which is no hope of life, toward night to which comes no morning. The bodies of human beings had become the habitation of demons. The senses, the nerves, the passions, the organs of men, were worked by supernatural agencies in indulgence of the vilest lust. The stamp of demons was impressed on human faces. What a spectacle for the world's Redeemer to behold! Sin had become a science, and vice a part of religion. Rebellion and hostility were violent against heaven. The unfallen worlds had watched to see God sweep away the inhabitants of earth. And if he should do this, Satan was ready to carry out his plan for securing the allegiance of heavenly beings. He had declared that the principles of God's government make forgiveness impossible. Had the world been destroyed, he would have cast blame on God and spread his rebellion to the worlds above. But instead of destroying the world, God sent his Son to save it. A way for its recovery was provided. When the fullness of the time had come, the deity poured upon the world a flood of healing grace never to be obstructed or withdrawn till the plan of salvation should be fulfilled. Jesus came to restore in man the image of his Maker, to expel the demons that had controlled the will, to lift us up from the dust, and to reshape the marred character after the pattern of his divine character.